This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As you have probably heard, the popular children's TV cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants is now a major motion picture. The sponge that walks like a man and his best friend, Patrick, the naive starfish, are out to save the world. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan thinks they just might succeed.
The world of SpongeBob SquarePants is better suited to the comfy confines of a half hour at home than the more demanding environs of 99 minutes on the big screen. But the movie is such a breath of playful good humor, it's difficult not to be happy it's here. While this is hardly a film you want to force adults to watch, they might not be upset if you did.
Mr. Krabs stole my crown and now it's in Shell City! That's why he must die.
Doesn't it seem a little harsh to kill someone over a crown?
You don't understand. My crown is a symbol of my king-like authority. And between you and me, my hair is thinning a bit.
Oh, Your Highness, I'm sure it's not that noticeable. Bald! Bald! Bald!
SpongeBob's popularity on the small screen is due to a convergence of factors that flow from the sensibility of Steven Hillenburg, the creator of the TV show, who's also the director and co-writer of the film. SpongeBob's hand-drawn world is aimed squarely at kids. This is an unapologetically silly universe, created with a bright and colorful visual palette.
Feast your eyes, Patrick.
What is it?
The paddy wagon. Mr. Krabs uses it for promotional reasons. Let me show you some of its features. Sesame seed finish, steel-belted pickles, grilled leather interior. And under the hood, a fuel-injected French fryer with dual overhead grease traps.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, I thought you didn't have a driver's license.
You don't need a license to drive a sandwich.
The jokes are not ashamed to be corny, and the characters wonder how they'll make the transition from being a kid to being an adult. Older viewers might like SpongeBob's subversive quality, the offbeat lines that pop up when you least expect them. Lines like, "You can't fool me. I listen to National Public Radio." Yes, they really say that. SpongeBob is also dreamy and a bit surreal around the edges. It has a stoner hipster appeal that gets a boost from the soundtrack, which includes The Flaming Lips and Wilco.
Maybe I'm just a kid. Maybe I just don't fit in. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
Though SpongeBob's sensibility is quite different, it occupies a corner of the culture not unlike the one Rocky and Bullwinkle held down in the 1960s. SpongeBob tries hard to strike a balance between its TV origins and its theatrical ambitions. If it's finally no more than an extended version of the TV show with a plot that enables SpongeBob and Patrick to save the world, there are worse sins. And its instinctive, unstoppable cheerfulness can be very much of a tonic, if you're in the mood.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.